Trying to be like Jesus Christ. This month we have two stories and two contributions to Trying to Be Like Jesus Christ. The first, Prayer and Fasting Work by Andrew Sherman, age 8, LaSalle Ward, Montreal, Quebec, Mount Royal Stake. Before I was baptized, I decided to invite my friend Thomas to church. He said okay, and we went to sacrament meeting and then to primary. When everything was done, we went home. I thought that next time I needed to invite every member of Thomas's family to come to church. On the next fast Sunday, I decided to fast for Thomas and his family. In the morning when I got up, I prayed to Heavenly Father that all of Thomas's family would agree to come to church. I didn't eat breakfast or lunch. I took the sacrament but had nothing else to eat or drink. During the day, I prayed about four times for Thomas and his family. That night, we went to the chapel to hear the Christmas devotional broadcast from Salt Lake City, but the satellite dish wouldn't work, so we sang Christmas hymns and bore testimonies instead. I got up and bore my testimony for the very first time, and I asked everyone to pray for my friend and his family. A couple of Sundays later, he and his family did come to church, and his mom is now taking the missionary discussions. I think prayer and fasting work. Going to church can help you learn about Heavenly Father and all that He has given you. If you're a child like me, you can enjoy fun activities while you are learning. Jesus is our Savior, and if you don't believe me, read the Scriptures. I feel good because I can share this with other people, just like the Savior did. They need your help and mine. Mommy, Jesus Felt Sad Too, by Emma and Dallas Walker, ages 6 and 4, Crescent, 11th Ward, Draper, Utah, Crescent View Stake. My name is Emma, and I am 6 years old. I love to read The Friend with my little brother Dallas, who is 4 years old. We especially enjoy reading the stories at the back, where children share stories about how they're trying to be like Jesus. We cut them out and save them in a special folder so we can read them again and again. The other day, Dallas and I did something that our mother said was following the example of Jesus Christ. Our mother was feeling very sad. I wanted to help her, but I didn't know what I could do so she could feel better. Then I remembered that I should try to be like Jesus. Jesus comforts those who are sad. I went over to where my mother was sitting, gently put my arms around her, and held her to my shoulder. She looked up and told me that she felt special to know how much I love and care about her. Then Dallas came into the room and asked what was wrong. Mother explained that she was feeling sad. He also hugged her and softly said, "Mommy, Jesus felt sad too, when the man put nails in his hands. They were mean and spit on him and laughed at him. I love you, Mommy." Mother sat up and wiped away her tears. Then she told Dallas and me that she didn't feel sad anymore, because we had reminded her that Jesus loves us and that He had suffered more than anyone. We felt good knowing that we had helped Mother by following the example of Jesus. End of the two articles, Trying to Be Like Jesus Christ. For Little Friends,